The question and answer program everyone enjoys.
I would say yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Here are the questions.
Sorry, I just had to get that on, Trev.
Oh, thank you. It's always good to have an introduction. I feel like I'm walking out of the Palladium with three call girls on each side, locked arms going.
Is that how it works, is it?
From surface.
Is that how it works?
Well, wish it did.
Well, Trev, unfortunately, you're having a much more kind of less, well, at least this won't give you a heart attack, you know?
I hope I don't have a heart attack. I hear they're painful.
Yeah, I wouldn't want. Can I just do a score update with Cruz Hewitt just because of the texter? It's still even. Cruz Hewitt won the first set 6-4. That hasn't changed over Lee Jordan of America. Then Lee Jordan 6-4 beat Cruz Hewitt. So 6-4. 4-6, and now it's 5-5 in the third set. I wonder if the boys go to 5 sets. I wonder if they do.
Look, I wonder too. After about half an hour of tennis, I am completely exhausted.
Yeah, I would.
These jokers do it for hours, and you go hats off to them.
All right. Now, I have got some text messages because I did ask for some advice how to do this better because, you know, I'm a people pleaser. And Shane in Newcastle says, hello, Libby, be more aggressive and maybe just shout at someone. Oh, Trev, I'm so sorry.
Look, Libby, it's just a matter of style. You've got style.
Yeah.
Everybody, like the people who've come before you and the people who come after you,
yeah,
they all have this style, and I like all of them, and you've got a right to apply your style to this,
to the quiz,
rather surrealistic, august responsibility you have.
Trev, you're impressing me by the syllable.
Well, you know, when at this time of night, after what I've medicated, every syllable counts.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right, tell me, what television show was this the theme to? Do you know that, Trev?
Look, I'm going back a long way. I wasn't Countdown.
No, wasn't Countdown.
No, pre-Countdown, I think.
It was not pre-Countdown, Trev. That's just lost me. I'm sorry. It was not pre-Countdown. Lincoln, hello?
Hello, Al.
Hi.
Hi.
You've got to turn your radio down.
No, it's not.
Have you done it?
Sorry.
You're still reverberating.
Oh, sorry, what? It's not on, Al.
It is on.
How you doing?
Now it's off. Do you know what that was the theme song to, Lincoln?
Al, I'm not going to call you Al McFeast tonight. How do you feel about that?
I'm interested, given the context. Given the context.
No, because you used to be Al McFeast.
I did. And do you know whose show that was the theme song to?
No, I don't know. But
don't.
Take care, eh?
You too. That's unfortunate. George, do you know whose show that was the theme to in 1995 and 1996?
Again, Libby. Look, could you play it again?
Yes, I could. I could. This is the easy beats. But she's so fine.
I woke up out and early this morning. My little girl was not inside. I've been looking everywhere. Morning, noon, and daylight come. She's so fine.
And I seem to remember there were lots of politicians miming to it as well.
She's so fine.
Yeah.
She's so fine, you know, I wish she was mine.
Yeah, Paul from North Fitzroy. Yeah, it is the easy beats, but which Australian satirist had it as their TV theme? 1300. Is it 1300? 1300 800 222. Tell me, George, do you know who it is?
No, I know that it's the Easy Beats and You're So Fine, but apart from that, I don't know. I can't remember. You're talking about a... It wasn't like a countdown or anything like that. It was just saying it's a, an actual drama type show.
No, I said it was a comedy satire show.
Oh, comedy.
Mm, comedy satire. Yep, we're doing a history of TV comedy.
In the 90s.
In the 90s, well after countdown.
Well, I was around in the 90s.
Mm. So you should know.
Yeah, I should know, but I don't. Sorry.
Sorry, George.
Not sorry.
Bye. Okay. Hello, Tommy. It's still yesterday there. Do you know?
Unfortunately, not.
You don't?
Nah.
Oh, and you got through as well.
I know. I was hoping for more of a, I don't know, question I would have known.
I know. Are your parents around?
My mum is around.
Well, get your mum. How old is your mum?
My mum is 49. She told me to get you, mum.
Yeah.
She told me to get you.
Hello?
Hello. It's Libby. Who's that?
This is Holly.
Holly.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you, but I'm keep playing this theme song and asking people, do they know whose TV show it was the theme of in 1995 and 1996, and we're kind of stuck. So
I haven't even heard it.
Did you want to hear it?
Sure.
Do you know She's So Fine by the Easy Beats?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know whose TV show with a bunch of politicians miming to it?
Oh.
No?
No, I don't know.
Oh, God. All right.
Sorry.
Oh, it's all right, but nice to meet you. And honestly, I think Tommy's up a bit late, although it is 2 hours earlier.
It's school holidays.
Oh, school holidays. Okay.
It's acceptable.
What are you doing?
What are we doing? Or nothing. Tommy loves the quiz. He's a regular on the quiz.
Okay.
So,
oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not. I'm not a regular.
Yes.
I'm buggering it up. So I'll love you and leave you, eh?
You take care. Thank okay. you.
Bye, Tommy. Hey, Bob.
G'day there.
Yeah.
My first.
Jane knows. Jane from Homebush knows. Jane, you're the winner. Jane knows. Do you know?
That song, The Best of the Easy Beats, was the first album that I bought.
Yes.
Norman Gunston Show?
No. Oh, God.
Thanks, boy.
I'm sorry. No, it was her show, and it was 1995 and 1996. Carly, hi.
Oh, hello there, Libby. I remember you back in 2010. I saw you live at Geelong, the July broadcast during the Great Ocean Road.
Oh, yeah, Cadell Evans. Race. That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's my birthday today. Thank you. I'm 69 years of age. Thank you for coming back to ABC Local. I really appreciate you being on here today, so it's good. It's
yes, good. I'm very grateful. Look, all these people on the texts know. I'm so glad. Otherwise, I would just be forgotten history. And it's nice
I'll
to
have
be...
a stab. Is it the Friday nightclub? I don't know.
No, it's not.
No, okay.
It's my show. It's my show. Doesn't anybody remember McFeast live from the bowels of Parliament House?
I remember that, but I was just referring to the Easy Beats song. What song that was taken from? And I thought it was the Friday nightclub or something.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, thanks, Libby.
No, we'll lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
Well, that's what happens when you play around with the quiz. And the reason why Greta didn't put me in the quiz is because no one remembers. Which is very interesting. I'm going to have to psychologically process the fact that McFeast Live from the Bowels of Parliament House is absolutely not remembered. Oh, you think it's funny, do you, Mim? You think it's funny that no one remembers? No, Shane, it's nothing to do with Andrew Denton. He wasn't there. Oh, God. Forgotten. Absolutely forgotten. You reckon? Gary's in Oakley. Hi, Gary.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very depressed.
Oh, no, because I remembered it's the theme song from McFeast.
Oh, thank you.
And now there's another interesting fact.
Yeah.
I live near Hughesdale. Oh, I actually live in Hughesdale. I say Oakley because no one knows who Hughesdale is.
But I know you where Hughesdale is. There is a nice little dumpling shop down there.
It was because you used to live in Murrumbina, and I just bought a bookshop book from the I shouldn't mention anyway, bookshop in Chadstone, and it was all about Murrumbina, and it mentioned you.
I know that guy John used to run the news agency. Is it John Reed or John?
It's
a beautiful picture book about Murrumbina, and because the guy that wrote it had the news agent down the road from my dad's workshop,
and I got an autographed copy from Chadstone, and it also had a bit by you in it and by Mark Tremorrow, who's
Bob
from Murrumbina as well.
Yep.
That's right.
And you know who else? Daryl Braithwaite. Oh. Daryl Braithwaite.
Was he from Murrumbina?
Yep, he had some Murrumbina in him.
And then the Boyds, of course.
And the Boyds. Arthur Boyd. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
They lived down in Murrumbina Road. And now Murrumbina, no one knew where Murrumbina was. It was not quite Caulfield, you know? And but now it's actually a very prestigious little pocket of that area.
Well, I actually live in Hughesdale, but I say Oakley, as I said, because no one knows where Hughesdale is. But Hughesdale was named after Councillor Hughes, who was actually a councillor in Oakley, and then we became Monash. So it's all, and that's a very small suburb, but it's now bigger.
Yes. Huntingdale Road.
I'm off Poth Road.
Oh, Poth Road. Interesting.
Yeah.
So we're talking about an area of Melbourne, for those of you who don't live in Victoria, and it's sort of in from the bay.
Yep.
Is it southeast? It's sort of on the...
It is, and it's not far from Chadstone Shopping Centre.
Yeah, that's right. Everything revolves around Chadstone. That's right. Do you want to do the proper quiz? Because obviously no one remembers me except for you.
Yes, and I think when you're on the ABC radio years ago on Saturday mornings, I used to chat. I rang up and chatted to you a couple of times.
Yeah, well, I like a chat.
Oh, it's
so funny. I've got a text saying, thanks, great to hear a presenter with no voice fry. You know, that kind of, I can't stand it myself. I don't get it. Like, it's the ups and downs that give you. Anyway.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, you reckon? I think I'm just having fun with you. Are you ready?
Yeah, maybe.
Greta is going to get so cross with me. She's going to get so mad. But then she can't talk, can she? Because she does chaotic quizzes, doesn't she?
Let's be nice.
No, she told me. She said, Greta's, that's what she said. She said, enjoy yourself because sometimes mine are chaotic. Anyway.
I've spoken to Greta before. She's very pleasant to speak to.
Yeah, she is. She's hilarious. Have you met Greta?
I've spoken to her, and I've spoken to Lockie before too.
Oh, Lockie!
Because I actually won in a row magnet ages ago. Earlier this year.
Oh, that's not the right thing.
Someone's laughing.
Yeah, that wasn't meant to happen.
Okay.
Now, are you ready?
Maybe yes.
So I think that one goes. That get rid of that, and then that's the first question. All right. What was the name of Dame Edna's long-suffering bridesmaid?
Madge.
Correct.
Madge Allsop.
Question one, the answer is Madge Allsop. Apparently that's what I have to do. The question, and then I have to repeat the answer. For over 15 years, the character was portrayed by English actress and dancer Emily Perry. Born in 1907, Perry did not begin playing Madge until she was 80 years old.
And she looked every day of it.
Yeah, and in the fictional backstory concocted by Edna, Madge hailed from Palmerston North, New Zealand. And Edna frequently recounted the hilarious and absurd tragedy that Madge's late husband passed away during their honeymoon in New Zealand after falling into a boiling mud pool while taking a photograph of her.
That's at Rotorua.
At Rotorua. Oh, my God. You've got a good memory. During the infamous March the 3rd, 1975 episode of the Graham Kennedy Show.
Oh, no.
What kind of bird did he imitate?
A crow saying, I won't say what it was.
Just leave off the consonant.
Ark.
Correct. During Graham's mocking of a live-sponsored advertisement for Cetal hair products, the audience could hear him add an F to one of his regular ARC pro calls. And anyway, another one from 1975. Who is gasping during this interview with Norman Gunston?
Oh, I know.
Who is that?
Sally Struthers.
Correct. And there she was, begging for someone, anyone to help her.
From all of the family.
From
the American one.
How do you
she
know
said,
this?
Please, I don't know. She was saying, help, get me out of here.
All right. I didn't remember that.
The Gunston Tates. It's very funny.
Sally Struthers is the answer to question number three. In this episode of the sitcom Mother and Son,
mm-hmm.
during her brother's funeral.
Oh, yes, I know.
I know this one too.
Yeah.
I love this one. What did Maggie drop into the grave?
A bag of oranges.
Correct.
Earth to earth, funny. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. In sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be like unto his glorious body, according to the mighty working, whereby he is able to subdue all things to himself.
That were the oranges. In fact, I have to tell you that, well, maybe I shouldn't tell you because we might get into trouble. No, I won't tell you that story, but we have actually done put oranges in a grave once just because they loved the show. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, okay. Oh, that's all right.
I hope so.
And is this when I say I was very fortunate once to see Ruth Cracknell with, who was the one that played Rumpole of the Bailey? Leo McKern.
Leo McKern, yeah.
In the play Travelling North at the Sydney Opera House. I went up there,
oh.
I was in Sydney, and they were brilliant.
Yeah, they would have been. They would have been hilarious together. Yep. David Williamson's play Travelling North.
Yeah.
Question number five. Who gave Magda Szubanski a big kiss on the red carpet for the AFI Awards in 2006?
Kane Warne?
Hmm. Do you know who it was?
Was it Shane Warne?
No, it wasn't Shane Warne. No.
Hang on. Oh!
No.
Oh, no. All right. I have to go now.
You do. But that was fun, Gary.
All right. See you later.
3163.
I'll ring again.
Okay. Bye. Hello, Remo.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Yeah. Good. Thank you. How are you? How's Lang Warren tonight?
Very cold, as usual.
The
usual sign.
Are you on loudspeaker?
Yes.
Can you come in close, like take it off and stick it to your ear? It's just a bit echoey for everyone.
Right. Is that better?
A little bit better, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Do you know who it was who gave Magda Szubanski a big kiss on the red carpet?
No. I wouldn't have a clue. No, I don't.
I think Julia Zemiro was interviewing him and then all of a sudden, or interviewing him,
the,
and then
the
she turned up and then... No?
No. I wouldn't have a clue. But I was just wrapped up in talking to you, that's all.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, but there is a song that I wanted you to play, if you can, later on or whatever. It's called, I'm not too sure, but it's You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. That's all I know of.
I'll ask Lockie if he can find it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
It is my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. My pleasure too. Thank you very much.
See you, Remo.
See ya.
Hello, is that Sarah?
Hey, Libby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, should be asleep better.
Yeah, you're up because you just know the answer, don't you? You know that.
I'm just going to say I've got some earrings that have on one side said, I said pest, on the other side says, I said love. With Magda.
Oh, yeah. That's so.
I bought them when she was going through her struggles with chemo. And,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love her. She's great.
She's an absolute legend. Do you know, yep, I'll tell you a story another time about that because I have a text that says, let's talk, more questions. So
yes, okay, more questions.
Amy knows the answer. And so does Harry in the Bay. He knows the answer. And Jane from Homebush and Anna from Gladesville. Who was it that gave Magda Szubanski a huge big pash on the red carpet for the AFI Awards in 2006? He was being interviewed by Julia Zemiro at the time, and then Magda turned up and she was dressed as Sharon from Memory, and then they ended up in this huge pash.
Oh, my gosh. I know who it is. I think it's Heath Ledger.
It was Heath Ledger. Gosh, he was a gorgeous boy.
Yeah, and so is Sharon. Yeah.
She is a gorgeous girl too. Yes, you're absolutely right. As is Julia Zemiro.
Yes.
Now, that's a threesome. Are you ready for the next question?
Yes, I am.
Who is Eponine Ray's mother?
Oh, Carly.
No, I know.
It's Kim.
Correct. And because I like you and because I'm allowed to do what I like, apparently from someone on the text line said, yeah, you do what you like, Lib. There you go. I'm going to let you stay on. Why not? Which country is Jamie King's parents originally from? You know, from Australian of the Year. Which country is Jamie King's parents originally from?
Is this a Chris Lilley?
Yes, a Chris Lilley creation, which possibly would be ideologically unsound nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
But where were their parents from?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think I'm going to falter on this one, Libby. I'm going to go Samoa.
No. That's
the other one.
Yeah, that's yeah. Not him.
Yeah. Okay,
all right. And it was Tonga, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. See ya. I think I know you, Anne, from Caulfield. It's been forever since we spoke, is it not?
I think so.
Yeah, coming close.
Hello again.
Nice to speak with you. You're a little bit muffled, so come in.
Oh, sorry. Oh, is that better?
Yeah, take it away from your neck. Yep. Yep. Do you know which country Jamie King's parents originally are from? This is a Chris Lilley character. We first met her in Australian of the Year, I think, and then Summer Hill High.
I'm sorry, I didn't watch any of those shows. I'll just take a guess at Viet now, but I'm not at all confident.
What did you say? You said which country? Vietnam?
Vietnam, yeah.
No, not Vietnam.
I thought, not it'll be enough. It might be a while till we speak again.
It might be. You never know.
All the best.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
1-300-800-222. If you would like to play the Australian TV comedy quiz, 1-300-800-222. It's a history of tonight. And I have, it's very interesting. We've gone through Kath and Kim. We've gone through, there's actually been quite a lot of Kath and Kim. It just goes to show you the things that stick. Text 0467 922 702, and we are looking for the country that Jamie King's parents are originally from. That was the precocious schoolgirl creation made up by Chris Lilley. Leck, good morning. Good morning to you.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm flying from Adelaide to Melbourne tomorrow to catch up with my kids.
But that's not the answer to the question. I'm very pleased for you.
I know it's not, but I want to chat first.
Oh, you want to chat, a little bit of foreplay.
Yeah.
Well, that's lovely. How long is it since? Foreplay, silly me. How long is it since you've seen the kids?
Well, they came here in January, but I'm catching up with girlfriends. I left when I moved to Burra in 3 years ago. So, yeah, so I'm very excited. I've stayed up late and thinking I should go to bed, but I want to play the quiz. And Chris Lilley, oh, gosh, ask me the question again, please.
Which country is Jamie King's parents originally from? Now, Alan
I know it was contentious because it became a contentious because it was quite a racist thing.
No, that was the Tonga character.
Yeah, I was going to say the Tonga
This one was contentious because it was cross-dressing.
Oh, I don't know. Libby?
Okay.
I don't know. So hang up on me.
I don't want to hang up on you. I'll just fade you down and you hang up first because I don't want to be mean.
Okay, no, no.
No, I can't.
I'm a Chris Lilly fan from Asia. So I remember when he had the lady who rolled all over.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. I got to go.
I know. Thank you, Libby. I'm so looking forward to Melbourne. And, yeah, thanks for keeping company for us.
That's my
the last
pleasure.
Couple of weeks. And, yeah.
Sorry, I've stuffed speech. Up the quiz a bit, eh? Sorry.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. Alan knows, and so does Keshav and Jambo. Just tell them the answers, for heaven's sake. Why not, says Ian? Because it's not fun. It's meant to be torturous. That's why you do. Hello, Vando. How's the bread tonight?
Oh, yeah, it's contained.
Yeah.
And it's travelling.
It's travelling. Oh, good on you, Mum. That's terrific.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, different company.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, but both companies out of the same factory. Anyway,
interesting.
Oh, anyway, I shouldn't be giving away such sort of thing. I'm just pulling over so I don't lose you.
No, don't lose me.
I'm about to lose you anyway because I don't know where. Oh, she was fairly Australian, was it? But because you're asking, can I have a rhyming clue?
Oh, that's really hard.
Oh, is it?
Because it's two words. It's two words.
And the first.
No, you didn't wait, did you? You see, you just went too quick. You came out of the blocks too quick and you missed out on the clue.
Oh,
did you think the clue was the two words?
I didn't. Yeah, And look, I don't want you to have people getting any crosser, you know, any more cross at you. So it's like a hot cross bun.
I know.
You don't like that, do you?
I don't want hot cross buns. I do not want hot cross buns. That happens when you sit on hot sand and you don't want that.
No. Well, you wouldn't get much of that in Melbourne, though, would you? You'd have to go to, the Ord River where they're doing watermelon.
Vando, I'm sorry, you're in trouble. Sue says if they don't know the answer, move on more quickly, please.
Okay.
And Ray says it's a quiz, not a chat show. So.
Oh, I love Sue. Would that be Sue Cuba? That's excellent.
I don't know.
Anyway, never mind. So, all right, well, thank you.
The first word rhymes with mouth.
Or south.
Hmm.
Yeah. The Southern Hebrides.
Oh, no. Vando.
Yeah.
He's gone. Rachel, hi.
South Africa.
Thank you. God, that was torturous. Why do people enjoy this? I don't understand. Do you enjoy it, Rachel?
Oh, I so.
On which TV show did Eric Banner play a character called Poida? Between 1993 and 1996, the character was called Poyder. It was played by Eric Banner, and it was on television between 1993 and 1996.
It's one of those ones like Fast Forward or Full Frontal.
Which one?
Fast Forward?
No, incorrect. No. Okay, sorry. By Nicole. Hi. Nicole?
Is that me?
It's,
oh, no.
Is it?
Okay.
Yes, it is.
I think it is.
Yeah?
Yes.
Did you just hear?
Hello.
Did you hear the previous caller?
Yes, I did.
Well, she got it wrong, but she kind of could have got it right.
I know. Exactly. So let me have a guess. I think it's Full Frontal.
Correct.
Oh, awesome.
It was Full Frontal. Eric Banner played a character called Poyder between 1993 and 1996 on Full Frontal. Very good.
Thank you so much. Cool.
Paul from Kilsyth says, go easy on yourself. Don't let the name. I'm only teasing, Paul, honestly. Do you think after all this time I mind when I get a response from cranking you up? It doesn't worry me, honestly. I think it's funny. I enjoy it. I love it when you text and I love it when you call because that's the fun of this kind of radio. We get to chat, right? We get to play.
That's it. Libby,
what?
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
May I just say something?
Yes, put your hand up.
All right. Putting both hands up.
Yeah.
Back in Earl McPhee's days, I once broke down in the car and was on the way to your show.
Mm.
And I rang you. I was ringing the ABCR a couple of days later and said, I do apologise for not turning up. I didn't realise I was actually talking to you.
Oh, really?
And you said, No, that's not enough. Please, you need to write me a letter and of apology. Oh, no, write the ABC, because I didn't even know that I was talking to you, and said, write the ABC, because I didn't want and we went on, and I said, I don't want to be blacklisted. And you said, we were worried about you, that you didn't turn up, your dinner went cold, and we went on to a bit of a banter. And then when I turned up, one of your assistants said, are you Nicole? You wrote that letter. It, apparently it went around the office.
It would have.
Yeah, and I met you, but I was like a deer stuck in the headlights.
Oh,
I met you after the show, and I'm like, hey, okay.
That's funny. Well,
I'm older now.
We all are. And that's why I have to keep asking questions. Are you ready for the next?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yep.
No,
sorry,
no.
Sue.
Don't say sorry to me. Say sorry to
Sue.
No, it's not Sue. It's David in Singleton this time.
Sorry, David.
Mm-hmm. When Eric won the Logie for most, Eric Banner, when Eric won the Logie for most popular comedy personality in 1997, which non-speaking mascot was also in the running for the award that year? So Eric was nominated for most popular comedy personality in 1997. That's the year. And he won it, but he was up against a non-speaking mascot.
Who? Non-speaking.
Non-speaking.
Ooh, non-speaking. 97.
So it's not Humphrey, because that's too late for Humphrey.
Yeah, 97.
I don't know whether this one wore pants, actually.
Oh, I know. Oh, wow.
It's funny what characters get away with when they're inside a suit, isn't it?
Oh, would that be a banana?
No.
Oh.
It wasn't a banana.
Thank you anyway.
No, good to talk with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Libby.
Bye.
Yeah, cheers.
Write me a note. Anne-Marie, hi.
Hi, Libby. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, everyone's having a lovely time tonight. We're all kind of awake and stirring each other up.
So if you say hello to everyone, acknowledge them, and they're on side. That's my theory. Libby, and I'm sticking to it.
Good on you. Well, everybody loves you, because I'm already getting text messages saying, take a chill pill, David from Singleton. Oh, that's from Sean.
Ooh.
It's meant to be nice. It's meant to be nice, and I can't help but stir it up.
Typical boy behaviour. Yeah. I think it might be fat cat. I don't know.
No, but you're on the right. It's not a cat, but it is an animal. You're absolutely right. So I'll move on. We're getting there. It's not a bear. Hello, Margaret.
Oh, hello, Libby.
We haven't spoken. Saying... Huh?
No, sorry. You were saying people can't go back far enough. Can I say that I won El McFeast as a prize on Tony Delroy's show?
Oh, good on you.
Your video.
Oh.
And I still have it. And currently I am looking at your photograph with me in the Star Chorale when you were a guest.
Mm.
Remember, Jane Elton Brown?
Oh, yes.
I've got your picture on my dressing table. And can I also say your mum and I were in year nine together.
Were you? Wow.
Yep. My first year at that school, and your mum had been there before, so I have lots of wonderful memories listening to you on the ABC, and I'm sorry if it's boring for everybody, but it's a golden opportunity to say hello. And I'm still singing with Star Chorale. 25 years later.
How lovely. How's Jane Elton Brown?
Not terribly well, but she's still with us, so she's no longer a conductor, but I'm still singing. You're not meant to be able to sing at my age, but I'm still a first soprano.
Oh, magnificent, Margaret. Okay.
So, look, it's good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you.
Have you had the answer to the question or not?
No, not yet.
Can I get what I think is the answer?
Yes, it's which non-speaking mascot lost to Eric Banner in the Logie for most popular comedy personality in 1997. So It's not Fat Cat. We know that. We know it's not Humphrey.
I think I know. Wouldn't it be Aussie Ostrich?
No, but same family. Okay. Same family. Tim, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. You need to answer this question for me. Do you know which...
I'm only going to have it. It'll be a guess, and I'm going to say pluck a duck.
Correct.
Hey.
It's
pluck. When you said same family, I thought, hey, family.
Yeah. Gary in Perth got it as well. No, it's not Dorothy the dinosaur, Chipper in King Island. It was pluck a duck. Do you want to do the next question?
Yes, please.
Okay. In the final episode of Roy and HG's series The Dream, which covered the Sydney 2000 Olympics, which Aussie icon is singing on this competition-winning song? Whose voice is this?
They stand in your way. Yeah, it's gotta be war.
Backing vocals. Could you work that out?
I don't know, but I'll take a guess and say it's swimmer Michael Kling.
No. Why would... Now, that's really interesting. I'm interested to know...
Because he was bald and it sounded a bit like Mendola Oil stand-up sort of thing.
It sounded like he was bald?
Yeah, well, Michael Kling was bald.
Yeah, but what does bald sound like?
It sounded like a Midnight Oil stand-up.
Oh, right, okay. Well, it's not.
That's what I meant.
I'm really sorry. Good night. Lovely to speak with you. Megan is in Brisbane. Hello, Megan.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Libby.
How are you?
Hey. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. I'm sorry, I'm going off mic because I'm trying to find another song by this particular singer.
Okay.
Do you know who they were singing backing vocals? Did anything come through to you or not?
Vaguely because this was the Olympics time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was. I was. Oh, such a long time ago. Do you have another hint? Do you have a hint?
Yeah, I have a hint. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Fonzie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that song.
Hello to the... I do too. It just makes you feel happy.
Yeah.
Hello to the Farnhams, if you're listening, any members of the family. This is Weekend Nightlife. My name's Libby. Her name's Megan. We love you.
Yep.
Next one. What slogan was written on the T-shirt of Maddie John's alter ego, Reg Reagan, on the NRL footy show? So Maddie John...
Don't ask me an NRL question.
Oh, sorry. Where are you? Oh, you're in Brisbane? No, you should know.
Which one? Sorry, say it again.
He was on the NRL footy show because there were two. One was AFL, one was NRL. And Maddie Johns had a character called Reg Reagan on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah?
What was it? The slogan on the back?
Yeah, on his T-shirt.
No.
Don't know?
Can't remember.
Okay. No. 1-300-800-222. Come on, people.
Bye.
Come and help us. Work it out. What we're looking for the NRL footy show now. David, do you have any idea?
Oh. Morning, Libby.
Morning, David.
All of a sudden the volume on the speaker goes up slightly when you came on.
Oh, well, there you go. Here I am. Here are you. And I'm what's the word? Because I always get like this at around about quarter to the top of this hour. Like, I'm very pleased that you like the perfunctories of saying good morning, you know, or hello or whatever, because I'm just moving through now.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's way past 12 o'clock here. So
you're in South Australia, which means it's not really very fair because I don't know whether you got the NRL footy show.
NRL.
Yeah.
That's the rugby league.
Yeah, it is.
What was the question?
What slogan was written on the T-shirt of Maddie John's alter ego, Reg Reagan, on the NRL footy show?
Slogan. Can I ask you a question first? Was it John Farnham, that backing voice?
Yep.
Oh, I thought so, yeah. Okay. Yep. I'm happy.
Oh, Jim from
myself.
Jim from Campbelltown knows the answer to this one too, and he's doing very well in the quiz, Jim. You should really call and help.
So it's on his shirt?
Yeah, it's on his shirt.
And that's a slogan or something?
It's a slogan, yeah. It's probably a real ochre kind of funny character making reference to rugby league. That's as much as I can tell you.
Oh, well, can't get enough.
No, not. But thank you for trying.
Sorry.
Andrew?
Yes.
It's Libby. How are you going?
Well, thank you.
Can you help me out with this one, the slogan written on the T-shirt of Matty John's alter ego, Reg Reagan, on the NRL footy show?
Bring back the biff.
Correct. It is bring back the biff. Chunky Trucker knew it as well. No, it wasn't go and get stuffed. It was bring back the biff. Mark from Smithton knew it as well. Bring back. Yeah, exactly. Who would write go and get stuffed? I'm sure you're mentioning they're talking about the slogan, not us. That would be really rude if that was a message to you and me, wouldn't it be, Andrew?
It certainly would.
But I don't think it is. Sam from Perth knows. Greg from Liverpool. I can see both of you through my magic mirror. You want the next question?
Yes, please.
What catchphrase was the character Effie, played by Mary Custis, known to exclaim when referring to an awkward situation? What did Effie say? What was her catchphrase?
I can't think, I'm sorry.
No? No good?
No,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. You'll be very polite, and we haven't been polite, really, in this quiz at all. And then you're polite, and it makes me feel a little bit, I don't know. David, hello.
Not me again.
Oh, what are you still doing there?
I'm just listening to you.
How did you end up there? I have to go. Bye. Graham.
Yes, it's Graham from Perth.
Hello, Graham. How are you?
I'm very well. Libby, never met you, and I don't know the answer to this question, so I should go away.
But it's Effie. You know Effie from Acropolis Now.
I love Effie and her sisters, Tula, Fula and the others.
Come on, Maria, why don't you just ring up? You know it on the text. Yeah, all of those things. Let me see if I can find. Let me see. Graham, lovely to meet you, but we have to move on.
Thanks, Libby.
Dan, hello. Dan.
Hello.
Hi, yes, how are you going?
Hello. Yeah, good.
Do you know the answer to this question?
Effie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What's the next bit?
You're beautiful.
No.
You're a couple of days.
No, that's Con the Fruiterer, but good try. Tony in Cronulla, hello.
Hi, Libby. How you going?
Very good, thank you. Can you help me with this? Effie's...
I know it.
Go
on. I know it. I remember the show. It's, well, I'm hoping I'm right. How embarrassment.
Correct. It's yes. How embarrassment. That's exactly the phrase. Okay, here's the next question. Aaron Chen, Julia Zemiro, and Marty Sheargold are the supporting cast of which Aussie sitcom which first premiered on the ABC in 2021?
Oh, God, I've watched it too. And
You've watched it. You've watched it. You know it.
Lawyers, probate.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, who? Fisk. Correct. You did it. It's Fisk. Correct.
Great show.
Great show. Who played the character of Tula on Fat Pizza on SBS from 2003 to 2007? Yeah? Tula.
I'm just going to take a guess and say Mary Custis.
No, it wasn't Mary Custis. In fact, it was an Australian actress who has gone on to great things in Hollywood. Not always, sometimes gets herself, well, sometimes finds herself in controversial situations. Let's just say that. Cameron is in Perth. Hi, Cameron.
In South Perth, and I have no idea.
You've got no idea. She's done incredibly well. She's a comedy actress. She's made films in Hollywood. she's made the headlines for legal reasons. Who is this woman who played the character of Tula on Fat Pizza from 2003 to 2007?
Good night.
Oh, night. Rod, hi.
Oh, hi, Libby. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What do you think?
I've got two names floating around in my head.
Yeah.
Only one name. I've got two people, but only one name because I can't remember the name of the second one.
You can't remember the names?
The name of the one for the second one is the... Oh, now I've got her name. Yeah, so now I'm tossing up between either Olive Lance or Isla Fisher.
Okay, so how do we help you without giving you the answer?
You can tell me whether or not she was married to Borat.
No, she wasn't.
Oh, well, then I'll say Holly Valance.
No, it's not Holly Valance.
Oh, well, okay. So
no, it's not Holly Valance.
All right.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, dear. It wasn't Holly Valance. Let's see.
Clearly not.
No. Is that Peter? Oh, it's not coming up. I'd better hang that up just for the moment. See if I can get myself going here. Julie, hi.
Hi, Libby. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you going with this?
I'm laughing my head off at home here. I'm so enjoying your show.
Oh, you? I'm
you
so...
such a great job. You really are.
Winding everybody up on the end of the weekend. Yeah, it's good.
Look, I shouted out the name John Farnham, but you didn't hear me.
Didn't, sorry.
But you know what? I've got a call. I've got a call in.
Yeah, you do. But do you know the answer to this one, the character of Tula on Fat Pizza? Because everybody else does, like Denver does. And
read her autobiography, Rebel Wilson.
It is Rebel Wilson. Was it a good
book? Sensational. You want a great laugh? The woman is an absolute genius. I know she gets herself into in and out of court and whatever, but she's an absolute genius and she deserves every bit of recognition that she gets.
Really?
Absolutely. She sells all a favour and read her book.
What's it called?
Rebel.
Oh, Rebel. I wish that was mine. Yeah. Rebel's such a good name, you know. I remember growing up as Libby and just wishing my name was Debbie, so I was like everybody else. But Rebel's a much better name than all.
Your name is Melanie, but her middle name is Rebel, so.
Ah, got it. All right. Mm. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
In 2006, I don't think I'll do that. I'm going to do this one.
Hello?
Name three characters from The Comedy Company.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Three. Okay, there's Colin.
Yeah, Colin Carpenter, correct.
Yeah. Kylie.
Who?
Kylie, the young teenager.
Kylie Moll, yeah.
Kylie Moll.
Yeah.
And Con the Fruiterer.
Correct. That is absolutely right. Okay, tell me, what TV show is this the theme of? Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. Just love that.
Oh my goodness gracious.
That's a fast version of it. It's sort of slightly more melancholy, the actual that's the Tonight Show version. But whose theme was that?
Is it This Is Your Life?
No.
All right.
No. Alan knows. Yes. Alan knows. Little Brother Trucker knows.
Oh,
so does Mark from Smithton.
Great night.
Darcy. Thanks. Bye. Thanks Thank you for calling. Joe.
Hello.
Do you know the theme, whose that was?
The Paul Hogan Show.
Correct. The Paul Hogan Show. You're absolutely right. It is the Paul Hogan Show. Well, did you have a favourite character? I don't even know whether he could do those characters now.
His offsider, I forget his name
Strop.
Now.
It was Strop.
Yeah, they reckon I used to look like him.
Oh, really? Did you have a, did you wear a Lifesavers cap and have your a crooked smile?
No, I said I was better looking than that.
Mm-hmm. All right, I am going to go to the last question. Lucky you. Who were the two hosts of the Australia's Eurovision broadcast on SBS from 2009 to 2017? So between, there have been a couple of duos, but who were the hosts between 2009 and 2017?
No, I can't help
Don't
you.
Don't know? I better keep going because otherwise we'll crash into the news. Sorry. Cameron, are you still there? Do you know who the two? You don't know either. Okay. Go here. That's Pete. Can you tell me two hosts of the Australia's Eurovision broadcast on SBS, the first two hosts?
Okay. I'm going to give one of them away, but I don't know if the other one's correct. And thank you for answering. I love your show. Okay. It's definitely Miff Warhurst.
No, it's not. It's not with Miff.
Was it with Miff?
No, it's not Miff.
Well, okay, I'm done. Thank
I'm
you
really
so much.
Sorry. Bye.
I really enjoy the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Are we ready for Marianne? Is she there? No. Can't quite get Marianne up. No, Marianne. Well, 1-800-222. Ah, Paul from North Fitzroy knows. Paul from North Fitzroy knows. It wasn't Miff and the other person. Anne knows. Both people. Ross from Scoresby. Why don't you guys just ring? And the question is, hello, David.
Hello, Libby.
Are you ready for the question?
Yes, I am.
Or do you already know the answer?
I think I've got a pretty good idea who the two comedians were.
Yeah?
Hosts of Eurovision.
Why is that? Is it because you remember? You remember or you looked it up during the news?
Oh, actually, I'm quite a keen fan of watching Eurovision.
Yeah?
And I think there were Julia Zemiro and Sam Pang.
Oh! Yeah! Look at that. Look at that. You've won, David. And my understanding is that you, along with Bobsled and, well, you, Jen in Mornington, they've all got it right. Isla got it right as well. Jim got it right. But you're the one who rang up, David, so you're the one who gets the fridge magnet.
Oh, thank you very much, Libby.
Very exciting for you.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.